T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In the 2 o'clock hour, we spoke with Jason Jenkins from the Miami Dolphins about their charitable endeavors, which are many. And on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline now, John Colombo. He's the senior director of the Panthers Foundation and Community Relations. And if you were listening in the 2 o'clock hour, Crowder and I, we've mentioned that kind of the getting into the Thanksgiving spirit. We wanted to give thanks to some of the local sports franchises because they do great work in the community throughout the entire year. It's not just this time of year, but this is the time of the year that everybody's thinking about being charitable. As if you were listening to the show yesterday, you know Solana paid it forward by buying someone's lunch at Chipotle because they were turning this person away because they didn't have change to give him. And the guy had already ordered his food and he didn't speak any English, and Solana came in like a hero. And
good people do good things.
And what did we say on the show yesterday? Do something nice. Like, yes. Do something nice for somebody. I got a tweet from a guy named Chandler. Tweeted you and I. On a family road trip, stopped at a gas station in Jacksonville. A family was there asking people for $5 for gas. I didn't have cash, but I went inside and filled their tank. Pay it forward.
That's nice.
That's exactly what we were talking about yesterday. Yep. But anyway, Florida Panthers, they do great work all year long. Panthers Foundation is very active, and John Colombo is the senior director, and he's joining us now. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
We're good. We're trying to, shine a light on some of the great community endeavors, charitable endeavors. So Give our listeners, I have a list of them, and I'm a big Panthers fan, and so is Crowder. So is Solana, to be quite honest. I have a list of all the different things the Panthers Foundation does. I know you've got an event this Saturday for the foundation at Funky Buddha, which is a partner of ours. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going, I've got the suite for the Panthers game tonight, and Ryan and KC from Funky Buddha are joining me for my birthday in the suite, so give us a couple examples, John, of what the Panthers Foundation does so listeners can know how active and involved the Florida Panthers are in the community.
Yeah, I think the Panthers, obviously, like you said, we're all trying to do good work all year long. And I think for us, you know, the holidays are the perfect time to really, you know, drive that message home and get out there and really help out. You know, this month, you know, our primary focus has obviously been, you know, the food insecurity issues throughout South Florida. You know, we partner with Harvest Drive and we partner with Urban League to do food distributions with Harvest Drive. We had hosted 2 food drives here at the arena, and then we were able to distribute food for 2,500 families in Broward County. And then with Urban League earlier this week, we were able to go out there, hand out some Thanksgiving meals, and really be able to drive home some impact there. And, you know, it just kind of continues right into the month of December with our Angel Trees. Our staff actually volunteers to collect toys for kids, and that is capped off too on 12/4 with our toy drive that we have pregame out on the JetBlue tarmac. So, you know, just throughout the year, really trying to do stuff, but especially around the holidays, really just trying to make an impact here.
And John, how do you come, you know, how do you find the groups that you help out, donate to, the food thing? Because that's something the Dolphins as well were doing, because with the COVID and, you know, people losing their jobs, that was a big thing going on. But how do you figure out what group and who are you going to help with your philanthropic efforts?
Honestly, on our end, we're very lucky to have really great partners. One of our longest standing partnerships is with Harvest Drive. So we've always worked with them. And one of their big things is they get into the schools, they deal with the social workers, and they really are able to identify those families, especially around these times, you know, these families that get free and reduced lunches and breakfasts and things like that. When the kids aren't in school, they don't have those meals. So I think, you know, for us, it's a really crucial time to make sure that they're going home with 2 weeks worth of food, so that while they're sitting at home, not in school, they're able to have some food. So we're really lucky to have those partners and really be able to have them help us identify those families in need and those organizations that really, you know, can use it the most.
Again, John Colombo, he's the senior director of the Panthers Foundation and Community Relations. And can you just speak on how important it is to the Florida Panthers? And I'm talking about, you know, to Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu and Matt Caldwell, the CEO. How important is it that the Panthers are extremely active in the community?
I think it's that the first and foremost thing that they want to be is known as a community team. The on-ice performance, obviously, they can't control, but our impact on the community is something we can control. So, you know, whether it's veterans, whether it's the endangered Florida Panther, and whether it's growing, you know, youth hockey in South Florida, I think their primary objective is just to make sure that we are stewards in the community and that we're really giving back, not just in the holiday times, but 365 days a year. So their goal is just to kind of make South Florida a better place. And I think, you know, from the top down, it's always been a message drilled home to us that, you know, we have the full support of ownership and the executives to really come through and make a huge impact.
And with the players, from the players' standpoint, like how gung-ho are they? Like, you know, going out, do they volunteer? Do you ask them to help? Like, bringing players out and having them involved, like, what's that process with the Panthers?
Yeah, I mean, the players are second to none. I think hockey guys you'll find are just some of the most down-to-earth guys in the business. And, like, for us, you know, they never say no. You know, they're out there helping us collect toys, helping us collect food. They volunteer a few times a year. They're also very active donating back into the community, buying suites for some of our nonprofit partners. We'll have a few out here actually tonight. We'll have the Boys and Girls Club, and we'll have Deliver the Dream, which is a veterans organization we work with. And that's courtesy of the players just doing it out of their own pocket. You know, Sergei Bobrovsky's done a really tremendous job with us and really, really focused on the community. And he does it so quietly and you wouldn't even know it, but, you know, he purchases a suite every single night for those kids and, you know, really just wants it to go back and introduce some kids to the game of hockey and give them a really great experience that they otherwise might not have.
Yeah, that's cool. That's why we're having these guys on today, so that people can understand just how involved, because sometimes you lose track. You don't realize just how involved teams are in the community. And I will tell you, when I go to Panthers games, which is often, I generally buy some 50-50 tickets, and I know half of that or whatever goes to the Panthers Foundation. I'm just wondering, John, when I can expect to win. It seems like it's been years, and my number never gets called.
I think we're waiting for a big game for you, Mark. I think we're really waiting for that big one for you to pay off.
Actually, that's not how charity works, is it, Crowder? I shouldn't worry about something coming back my way, should I?
I think you get it.
I think I've lost the spirit of Thanksgiving there. But John Colombo, again, from the Panthers Foundation. The Panthers do great work, and I would direct everybody to floridapanthers.com. You will see a little tab up top that says Foundation, and you can see how you can help out in some of their different initiatives. And so for people coming to the game, did you say there was a food drive tonight?
The food drive's not tonight, but we'll have that 50-50, so you can definitely buy your tickets. And then this Saturday you can come out, and we'll have our beer fest. We have 10 breweries. Funky's going to be the headliner there, and, you know, you can come out and have some drinks, and then stay and enjoy the game.
Yeah, I mean, they really do. I'm telling you, great work, and just like the Dolphins, just like the Heat, it's non-stop. The Panthers are involved non-stop, and it's thanks to guys like John Colombo, the senior director of the Panthers Foundation. Keep doing great work. We appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving, and let's keep that undefeated home streak alive tonight, John.
Thanks a lot, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go. John Colombo from the Florida Panthers. I'm telling you, people don't realize just how active these teams are. I mean, they have directives. When you have owners like Vinny Viola and Doug Cifu, for the Dolphins, Stephen Ross, for the Heat, Mickey Arison, you know, when you have owners and that is a benchmark in what they do, they get the resources to really be involved. And the Panthers are no different. I think they do fantastic community work, and I really
they have people hired
just
that's
to do
their
that
job. So, Dolphins for years. Jason, we joked about it with Jason Jenkins, like all the charity stuff they've done, but he's been there 20 years, you know, doing these great events. And, you know, John and all these teams, it's the Bobrovsky thing blew my mind.
I didn't know that, right?
Like,
you buys a suite every game
to expose kids to hockey, but some guys don't want the attention, they just want to do good, but
right?
I don't know, oxymoronic, whatever, but I'd love for guys to get the attention for doing good work that don't want the attention for
it's
doing
the
good
only
work.
Reason that I ever do anything charitable is to let people know.
I see you just told the man you want to win the 50-50. What are you doing?
Now I got to lay off the 50-50 because everyone's going to yell the fix is in if my number gets called.
I wanted to ask him for some free drink tickets this Saturday,
I wanted to see if anybody was using Bobrovsky's suite on Saturday.
Hey, John.
No, there you go. John Colombo from the Panthers Foundation. They do great work.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.